In coastal cities like St. Augustine, historic sites are facing modern threats, climate change, and sea level rise. Historians are now turning to technologies like 3D imaging as they look for ways to preserve cultural resources for future generations. Historians think about 1,000 people were buried in Talamato Cemetery in the 1700s and 1800s, including Elizabeth Forrester, who has what's believed to be the oldest marked grave in Florida. When Hurricanes Matthew and Irma came through, flooding caused extensive damage here. This week, the cemetery's Preservation Association brought in the University of South Florida's Davide Tanasi to record the site.
So we are using two different kinds of 3D digital imaging technologies, such as 3D scanning and digital photogrammetry, to map out in three dimensions the entire cemetery and all the markers and the funerary monuments in it.
Put simply, he's scanning it with lasers and taking hundreds of pictures. Lori Collins, also from USF, is leading a similar project at the Castillo de San Marcos, St. Augustine's iconic Spanish fort.
We're interested in climate change and sort of preservation strategies that will have applications not only for the National Park Service sites, but more broadly for the city as well.
The result could be 3D virtual tours of the sites, and if catastrophe should strike, the data could be vital to rebuilding them. Brendan Rivers, 89.9 WJCT News.